91X News.
It's 21 and mostly cloudy. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. The Ontario election is now less than 2 weeks away. We sent James Bowler to test interest in the election amongst Loyalist College students.
It's not exactly a hard test, but many Loyalist students don't seem prepared.
I don't know anything about the election.
While others took a tentative stab at an answer.
Leona Dombrowski. All I can think of.
Julia Bennett of Elections Ontario says her organization is working hard to get young people interested in voting.
Basically, the schools are provided with materials and supplies to run an election, and students are given the opportunity to cast a ballot for a candidate in their school's electoral district.
But given the lack of interest among at least some students on campus, Elections Ontario may have a tough road ahead.
I'm not a voter. I am not a voter.
James Bowler, 91X News, Belleville.
Premier McGuinty is promising to boost mental health support for Ontario youth. He says the government would invest $257 million over the next 3 years to help young people with mental health issues. While the Premier was making the announcement, the other two major party leaders were in Thunder Bay. They're taking part in a debate on northern issues that McGuinty says he could not fit into his schedule. One market analyst says we're facing a potentially bigger economic crisis now than the recession of 2008. John Stevenson of First Asset Fund says governments helped bail out the global economy from the last crisis, but most are now broke, so they can't help out this time. The Toronto stock market is down again today on worries about a global slowdown and inaction to address the European debt crisis. Stevenson says the market is off about 20% since March and could fall another 20 to 25%. A dead satellite is taking longer to fall back to Earth than anticipated. NASA says the satellite is descending at a slower rate than expected and will now likely fall to Earth late tonight or early tomorrow. That means a different impact zone. Some scientists had been predicting it would land off the coast of Chile. Now Libya and Chad are in the crosshairs, and depending on what the satellite does, North America is potentially back in the orbit track. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has formally requested the United Nations Security Council recognize an independent Palestinian state. Tim McGuire has that story.
The Palestinian president handed the paperwork over today to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. The U.S., France, and other countries had been lobbying Abbas and the Palestinians to forego the application and return to negotiations with Israel, an effort rejected by Abbas, who says the Palestinians are the only people in the world that remain under occupation and their lands have been occupied for, quote, 63 years, a time reference to the UN recognition of the State of Israel in 1948. President Barack Obama has promised a veto of that resolution. I'm Tim McGuire.
That's 91X News to 203. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
The Belleville Bulls are opening their season tonight in Ottawa against the 67s. Bulls host the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds tomorrow at 7 at the Yardman. The NHL is calling the incident stupid and ignorant. A banana came out of the stands at a preseason game in London, Ontario last night as the Flyers winger Wayne Simmonds skated during a shootout. Simmonds is African-Canadian, and the ugly event prompted a California-based sports management group to offer a $500 reward for the identity of the banana thrower. The Toronto Maple Leafs continue their NHL preseason at home tonight to Buffalo in one of the 11 preseason games. In Ottawa, the Senators are home to the Montreal Canadiens. Elsewhere, Philadelphia is at Detroit, Columbus plays Minnesota, Washington takes on Chicago, and the New York Islanders face the Stanley Cup champion, the Boston Bruins. The Toronto Blue Jays are looking to crush the postseason dreams of the Tampa Bay Rays. The Jays visit the Rays club sitting just two games back of Boston in the AL wildcard. The Red Sox, meanwhile, open a series against their rival, the New York Yankees. There's 15 games in the majors tonight. In the PGA, round two is underway at the Tour Championship in Atlanta. Leader after round one, Keegan Bradley, is set to tee off at 2:15. The NBA is postponing training camps indefinitely and canceling 43 preseason games as the lockout marches on. The league says the October games are off and that camps won't be open as planned on October 3rd. The cancellations were expected after the last meeting between owners and players. Both sides are still open. The regular seasons will start on November 1st as planned. That's sports. Here's Trish Addison with 91X Weather.
This afternoon, cloudy and a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 21. Tonight, cloudy and a risk of thunderstorm, a low of 17. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy and a 70% chance of showers and a high of 21. And on Sunday, we'll have some sun and a high of 22. It's 21 degrees. I'm Trish Addison with Carl Ayette. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
This is Quinty's new rock source.
CJLX 91.3 FM.
91X.FM.
Belleville.